know we're kind of going through devotions using the Word of Life Quiet Time Diary. I was just looking through a passage of scripture the other day, so I'm going to jump away from that. Looking at Luke chapter 2, let me just read Luke 2, 12 to 18, and then I'll share with you what was really an encouragement to me out of this passage. So Philippians chapter 2, 12 through 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or complaining or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud and that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering and a sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Great words from prison, from God, by the Apostle Paul's hand. Love the thought about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that God is at work within you, knowing that I'm not doing this. What's happening today, I get no credit. It's God working in me for his glory, by his power, until he comes. But he's alive in me. And then he's given some clear direction of what that looks like. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How cool is that? So, Paul is writing from prison. God is giving him these words. He's writing to the church at Philippi and saying, listen, guys, if you want to be a light in the community, if you want to make a difference in the community, in society, in your neighborhood, do it without grumbling and complaining. Reminding them that they're living in a corrupt generation, difficult times, not going to people living the way Jesus did, but you're being called to do something that the society and the world's not doing, because you have God inside of you. That's to do all things without grumbling or complaining. So you can be a testimony. So you can be a light in that generation. So that those people can find hope instead of just falling on what everybody else is doing. Yep, it's natural to be grumpy. It's natural to complain. It's natural to make life about you. No, that's not what I want from you. That's not what God wants from you. God wanted you to hear these words. Because he's at work in you, allow that or ask him for help with grumbling and disputing. He wants you to be blameless in society. He wants you to stand out in the crooked and the perverse generation. He wants your light to shine for him. Wow, how cool is that? That God gave you words this morning to model, to follow, to run after. And may it be found in Philippians chapter 2. 12 through 18. And there's a lot of other things we can talk about in there, but we just want to keep it short this morning. So as you go forward, may your light shine. May our lives be different than the world because our Father's inside of us and because he's stronger and bigger. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day, for what you're doing in our lives. And so we want to do it in your strength, and we are excited that the things that are happening we know are from you because you're working on the inside out. And so I pray that you continue to give us the courage not to grumble, not complain, to work out our salvation because we want to be a light in our generation for you, Jesus. We love you. We need you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.